It's time for our Pawhuska Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Pawhuska head football coach Joe Tillman. Huskies dropping their final game of the year at home on senior night this past Friday to Perry, 46-22. I know I saw a score from earlier in that ballgame, Coach. Looked like you guys held on for a little bit there, but as we've talked about throughout the last 3 or 4 weeks especially, I know that your front line's getting kind of thin with some injuries and stuff like that and kind of ran out of steam against a very good Perry football team.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's same old song and dance for us. You know, we played a good first half, and we're in the game, and went into the locker room feeling pretty good about our performance in the first half, and came out flat, penalties, and they got their offensive machine running, and got a punt return on us for a touchdown, and, you know, always just been the same things all year, but Perry's a good football team, and the coaching staff was visiting with them before the game, and you know they have some of the same issues that we're facing right now. But very complimentary to us at the end of the game, and I appreciated that very much. And so we're looking forward to going into offseason.
Of course, your first year as head coach of the Huskies, and just if you could maybe reflect back on this past year, and it seems like you guys really got some momentum toward the end of the season. I know you played a couple of close games there toward the end, and of course you had that victory against Newkirk as well, but injuries I know hurt you guys a little bit at the end, but I'm sure that you felt like there were some positives the last few weeks that you could build on.
Yeah, you know, getting to know the kids getting to know me and how we operate as a staff. And looking back, I know we had some speed. But, you know, when the speed gets hit, when the speed gets stroked, sometimes that speed tends to start tippy-toeing and it's not as fast as it used to be. And being in this district, Evan, it's a very physical district that we're in with the teams that we play. And, you know, we got to get in the weight room. And I told the kids that yesterday, and we have got to get in there and put some work in. But, you know, looking back, good group of senior kids. Last week we had Tyler Wilson, who was the offensive player of the game, 145 all-purpose yards. And then John Bighorse had 9 tackles. And he also threw a halfback pass. John Bighorse is 6'1", 265. We rolled him out for senior night, and he threw a 2-point conversion. So he was 1-for-1 and 2 yards and 2 points. So proud of the bunch as a whole, and then we're ready to move forward.
And then, of course, I would guess going into your second year, things should be a little bit smoother for you as you'll have a full off season. Didn't have that last year, but you'll have a full off season to kind of implement your stuff. You'll get to know those eighth graders that are becoming freshmen, and then, of course, maybe get a few more guys out as well.
Yeah, and actually I coached the junior high as well, the 7th and 8th grade there, and they had a winning season, both grades did, and the 8th grade will help us. I do not really like playing freshmen. I wish they could just play junior varsity games, but unfortunately we're in a position where we'll have to use some of them as we did this year. And most of our kids are either going to play basketball or wrestle. But Coach Summers and I are going to open up the weight room at 5:30 three times during the week and once on the weekend and have a program and get those kids in there so after practice or after basketball they can come in and get a 30-minute weight workout.
Pawhuska head football coach Joe Tillman. Once again, the Huskies finishing out their season with 2 wins, lost a closer than it would seem game to Perry this past Friday, 46-22. Coach Tillman, appreciate the time today and throughout the season, and looking forward to talking with you in August. I'm sure it'll be here before we know it.
Well, I appreciate you too, Evan. It's been a pleasure getting to know you, and you do a good job. So have a wonderful holiday season, and we'll look forward to speaking with you next year.
Appreciate it, Coach. Thanks.
You bet.